protect you.
Pray for him.
I want even my brain is flat. Oh, falling. Oh shit. Thistle has just lost all motor control. He just peed himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Thistle just peed himself trying to pee on you!
Speaking of pee, this is a health announcement. Now, a lot of you have probably been, and you're going to breathe a sigh of relief when you hear this, a lot of you have been shitting green turds. It's that brainwash soda pop that, the stuff that makes the guy was having on the table last night. Great stuff. Great stuff. Has a great special effect of making your mouth turn blue. Well, that's not the only thing it colors. It's got all those health food store stimulants and false props in there, and it'll make you shit green. So those of you who've been, who actually looked in the toilet after your excrementation today and thought, I'm not even going to go to the doctor. I'm going to pretend it didn't happen. Maybe it'll just go away. You can breathe a sigh of relief. It will go away. You're not dying. It's not what Bob did to you. If it comes out red, that's when you should, huh? It is about time we all start shitting green anyway, by God. Actually, in fact, we ought to have, I think it's getting to be time for music or something. Like, is there any band here? Alien Heads?
Ladies and gentlemen, do not drop the brown turds. They're bad.
I'm sorry.
Good evening, campers. You'll have to pardon this. I've actually got notes for me tonight. I had something that I wanted to say that was important, and I don't usually use these. Usually I just, like, go off and ramble on about whatever shit suits me. But tonight it's something a little different. And it's... And just to let you all know, plagiarism really is your best entertainment. It's economical. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. It takes a couple nickels at the copier usually, or a printer if you have one of them computer things that everybody's talking about. Brothers and sisters, almost 50 years ago, a great salesman whose symbolic pipe we smoke created the Church of the Subgenius. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Yeti slaves who had been seared in the flames of slacklessness. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of captivity. But 50 years later, we must face the fact that the Yeti is still not free. 50 years later, the life of the Yeti is still sadly crippled by the manacles of normalcy and the chains of employment. 50 years later, the Yeti lives on a lonely island of hate in the midst of a vast ocean of techno-boredom. 50 years later, the Yeti is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself an exile in his own land. So we have come here today to dramatize an appalling condition. In a sense, we have come to cash a check. When J.R. Bob Dobbs wrote the magnificent words of the Book of the Subgenius in Revelation X, he was signing a promissory note to which every subgenius was to fall heir. The note was a promise that all Yeti would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of sex, slack, and salvation. It is obvious today that Dobbs has defaulted. Dobbs has defaulted on this promissory note, insofar as the snot-nosed Bobbies are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, Dobbs has given the Bobbies a bad check, which has come back marked insufficient funds. But they refuse to believe they've been ripped off. They refuse to believe that they're insufficient seats on the great escape vessels of the sex goddesses. But not all of Dobbs' checks are bad. He would never pass a check on a true sub-genius. Whoever that may be. So we have come to cash this check. A check that will give us upon demand the riches of slack and the mountain of pills. We've also come to this hallowed spot to remind you all of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of Valium. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of anti-slack to the sunlit path of revenge. Now is the time to open the doors of opportunity to all of Bob's children. Now is the time to bludgeon our hated enemies with the solid rock of brotherhood. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment and to underestimate the determination of the subgenius. This sweltering summer of the subgenius' legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of gratuitous violence. 1998 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the subgenius needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until every subgenius is granted his rightful slack. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But there is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of sex hurt. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of terror and cruelty. We must rise to the majestic heights of physical force with wanton violence. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the church must lead to distrust of all humans. For many of these talking monkeys, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny, and their freedom is inextricably bound to our mercy. We cannot walk alone, and as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of Bob, when will you be satisfied? Well, we can never be satisfied as long as our brains, heavy with the fatigue of boredom, cannot gain slack in the cradle of weirdness. We cannot be satisfied as long as the subgenius' basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as a subgenius in Arkansas has no slack. And a subgenius in New York is too cool to think he needs it. No, we're not satisfied. We will not be satisfied until heads roll down like water and blood gushes like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. Yes, yes. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Yes. Continue the work with the faith that paybacks really are a bitch. Yes. So go back to Mississippi, go back to Alabama, go back to Florida and Japan. Oh, yes. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing by Dobbs' will that this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, that in spite of the difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I have a dream. It is a dream that is deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all Yeti are created superior. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Mars, the sons of the Yeti and the sons of the Yakutizma will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day the United States of America, sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, would be transformed into an ocean of ash and ruin. I have a dream that one day Bob's mutant children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their sin, but by the contents of their wallets. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day the Catholic Church, whose dog rapist Pope's New Age lips are presently dripping with words of candy-ass prophecy, will be transformed once again into an abattoir, where little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers into the meat grinder. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be scorched, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Dob shall be revealed. And all the flesh shall see it together and piss themselves in horror. This is our hope. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope with which to crush the skulls of our enemies. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of unbridled slack. With this faith, we will be able to smoke together, to slay together, to fornicate together, to go to hell together, to line up for Kool-Aid together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of Bob's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let freedom ring." Oh, yeah. And if America's to be a great nation, it must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious whorehouses of Dobbstown. Let freedom ring from the mighty skyscrapers of Dallas. Let freedom ring from the heightening crop fields of Tibet. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped mountains of Pink Skulls. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous peaks of Susie the Floozy. But not only that. Let freedom ring from the medicine fish hole of pills. Let freedom ring from every half-tone dot of Bob's face. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when we let freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and from every city, we will be able to kill all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics. We will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank Bob Almighty, I'm free at last." Oh, thank you, brothers and sisters. I gotta put this microphone down before my brain explodes. Oh. The slack man has been oppressed by the pink devil. The slack man and the slack woman have been held down by the pink devil. And here is that pink devil herself, Sister Susie the Floozy. Oh, yes, baby.
Ba-ba-ba-doom. Well, welcome, seekers, to lovely Camp Fuck With Ya, here in the heart of Amish country. Oh, it looks like American Gothic horror around here. Oh, yeah, sorry I'm late. I was at the unveiling of a bust. Ah, I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, the hardest working show in the man business. Oh, and yeah, I'm all dressed up to go to a groin pull tonight. And if you're lucky, seeker, it's going to be your groin. Because it's going to be Bob that's doing the pulling, and nobody pulls better than Bob. Woo! It's my idea of a good time. You really need that death tweak, seekers. You need the pain to chip through that Teflon Carnauba wax coating that's over your cortex. You need to get through that to feel the blinding, white-hot, brain-searing agony that is Bob. If you do it right, it's gotta hurt. Oh, and that's the way it should be. Because this bloated, toxic Mictropolis and all of its ways are anathema to the true subgenius, the true Yeti among us. It's their idea of a civilization. It sure as shit ain't mine. And it ain't Bob's. And yes. Bob's the man that's going to come down here and he's going to do something about it.
Yes. No.
Because Bob gave me the courage to say, fuck this conspiracy shit. I ain't going to be the rear end of their horse suit for them. Yes. Thanks to Bob, I have found out that being a subgenius, life depends on two things. When to tense up and when to go limp. And thanks to Bob, he's taught me when to go limp. Woo! Praise the limp, Bob! Man, this is a secret of life, not unlike the pornographer's stone. Woo! Oh, where are my notes? Oh, because, yeah, it just ain't worth sticking around to the end of this floor show to see how these monkey boys are going to blow up their planet, so we're going to have to step in and help them along. Oh, but I have this raging hope habit, thanks to Bob. And I'm scanning the heavens because he told me, yes, yes, Susie, there is nightlife on other planets. And we're going to be enjoying it on the escape vessels of the sex goddesses. Oh, but it's just one short year. Just one. One short year, one last year of a screeching chicken run into the end times. Oh, man, I'm getting excited already. Oh, because tonight, baby, we're going to party like it's 1998 already. Yes, so we have come together here, and some of them a little bit too loud last night. To practice for the main event, to come to Brushwood to lie prone out in this big, beautiful field, and to lie there with our mouths open waiting for the bats, our butts open waiting for Bob, and our wallets open waiting for Stang and Jesus to pick our corpses clean. But it's going to be worth it because it's going to be an e-ticket, baby. I can't wait for that Exus hell come wagon to come ripping up the horizon. It just can't happen fast enough. Oh, because in just 52 short weeks, their civilization is going to be just like my hair. Fried, dyed, and shoved to the side. Yeah! Woo! And there's nothing they can do about it except live in fear of us for a change. Finally, it's come around to our way of stinking.
All right, kids, it's time for music.